Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klal Dalad, and we're learning a Simen Ches. So the Chayyadim says, "Afilo Isha Asura Likros Lavorech Neged Ervis Isha Acheris." The same way a man has an issue of erva in front of a woman who is, uncovered. Another woman has the same problem in front of a woman who's uncovered. But the Chayyadim says that's referring to the woman's primary erva. Av neged shar guf shalisha, yesh osim yesh matirim. So with regards to other parts of the body, there's a machlokes. This machlokes is the Ramah brings in Siman Ayin Hey, that the Rosh is of the opinion that a woman has a din of erva, that woman A cannot say divrei Torah or tefillah in the presence of woman B, who is uncovered any part of her body which normally would be covered, the same way a man has that isser, woman has that isser as well. The Mishnah Berurah there brings that the Rashba disagrees, and the Poskim follow the Rashba, the Gra, the Pichadosh, Eli Rabba, all Paskin like the Rashba, that the reason why Erva is also by a woman, like we mentioned before, this is where this Machlokes starts. The primary Erva is in the right, so below Erva Stavor, that which is the din of Erva on the rest of the body, is because it's something which can cause hearer, which functions parallel to the concept of Erva, that gave the rest of the body a din Erva Mirabanan. So again, we've just spoken about the idea that there's a difference between the why and the what. The why is because of the concern of hearer. The what is, once Chazal were concerned of hearer, they found a derisive concept called erva, and they said this is going to be erva as well. So now the issue is because of the fact that it's erva. So the Rashi says, however, since the primary reason for this takana was because of the concern of hearer, which is relevant to men and not to women, they never gave the erva and then erva for a woman. So a woman saying a bracha in front of a woman who was unclad, as long as the woman has her primary erva covered, the fact that the rest of her body is uncovered is not a problem. The Rosh disagrees and says, once Chazal gave it a din of erva, albeit possibly for the reason that the Rashba says, because of hearer, but they gave it a din of erva, it's not logical to say that they split it between the men and women and say that for men this is an erva and for women it's not an erva. So the Rosh holds that it's also. So you have this machlokes. The Chayyadim seems to present it as two opinions without making any form of hachra, any form of a decision. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, holds the primary psak is like those which are makel, those which are lenient. And as a matter of fact, the Gra says that the Rosh agrees with the Rashba. So there's not even a machlokes according to the Gra. Everybody holds that it's okay. So woman A will call her Rochel, wants to say a bracha. So if she wants to say a bracha and she's not fully dressed, she wants to drink, she wakes up in the morning and she's not fully dressed and she's thirsty, she washes her hands, she can make a bracha and drink as long as her primary erva is covered. Even if she's not fully dressed. That is, everybody agrees to. The woman, that she for herself can make a bracha even though she's not fully dressed. Now the question is that in a dorm situation and women are sharing a mikveh situation and Rachel wants to make a bracha, but Leah is not fully dressed. So if Leah is fully undressed, we have a problem because of the erva of Leah. But if Leah is partially dressed, her erva is covered. So the decision of the Mishnah Berurah is that Rachel would be allowed to make a bracha in that situation without any need to turn away, etc. Chayyadim is not clear about that. He brings it as two opinions and leaves it hanging. But since it is an Issur Rabbanon, like we pointed out before, we could argue Sefer Rabbanon Lekula, and therefore we have a good reason to accept the decision of the Mishnah Berurah. Have a good day.